I was very happy with the response we got. People in there realised that with 15,600 people directly employed by farming in this country, in this county, that they do need rural Ireland and they do need the farmers in this country, because if you took away 20% of your workforce to farming, what would you have left? If any of the big companies came in here and said they were going to give you 15,000 jobs, we'd go mad to facilitate them. So let's facilitate people who produce the best quality food, or some of the best quality food in the world.
And there is concern that cheaper beef will come in and it will take away from what Irish farmers are producing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody reflects on the cheaper beef coming in if it has the same standards of what we produce it. If it produced on the same standards that we do, people are happy. If they don't, well, then there's an issue. Because don't have double standards. Don't talk two sides of your mouth. Have the same standards for us producing the beef on the hills of Donegal as the farmers in Argentina or Brazil.
And you'd also question or raise that within the chamber that it is a matter of respect, looking at the price of wool, things like that there.
Yeah, well, as you said, one man said the wool was 25 pence a pound in the early 70s and now it's 5 cents a kilo. So, like, wool, I suppose it's the way we're all looking at our clothes we're all wearing. We have very little wool on it, whereas in those days we all had wool in our jumpers and whatever else we wore. Our trousers were probably wool trousers. Our mother's suits were probably wool. So that is the issue there. But I think it can be used for insulation in houses and it can be used for different things. It has a good product, and it's a pity there that it's been not been used to the best of its efficiencies.